You're listening to Life After Shift, a podcast about raising a family on a shift schedule. Your host, Ray Waliani, a firefighter paramedic who works 48-hour shifts, and Carolyn Waliani, who is a labor and delivery nurse working 12-hour shifts. Together, they are raising three children aged 3 to 11 and run a side business selling clothing. This is the good, the bad, the ugly, the shift life. Hey, what's up, everyone? It's episode 7. I'm Ray, and my co-host here.
Hey, it's Carolyn.
It's Carolyn, yeah. So this is episode 7 of our podcast, Life After Tiger King. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But yeah, it's another week, another episode of our podcast, and we're both here. And it's becoming one of those challenging things that we try to find to do this podcast to release every day or every week at, we try for Wednesday, and between our schedules, it is becoming very, very difficult to get it done by Wednesday. So bear with us. We're going to be releasing this, you know, it might be a Tuesday, Wednesday, or like today, it'll be a Thursday when this releases tomorrow. So, yeah. So Carolyn, how are you doing today?
Doing good. I got a nap today.
Oh, you took a nap?
I did take a nap.
I didn't even know. I know you rearranged some furniture, but
yeah, I mean, I had kind of wanted to rearrange our bedroom furniture for a while.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it.
Yeah, so I just went ahead and did it.
Yeah, looks good. We still got a little bit of combing through and trying to find some room in my dresser to put some of my clothes, but I think
that's because Ray has like 200 t-shirts.
And I only wear like 10 of them. So.
And he has a t-shirt from...
For my t-shirts.
High school football.
I have not worn or seen that in like...
You are almost 40.
I have not worn or seen that in probably about 3 months. 6 months. No, because I can sleep in that. It's my. I don't go throwing away your comfort, whatever, that you have.
Like, I know, but I do not have a problem with not being able to put my stuff somewhere.
Yeah, you do.
No. My clothes all have a place.
You have a full, because I don't have room in the closet for me. You've taken my spot.
There is room in the closet.
Is there? I barely go
there. There is room in the closet.
But anyways, just kind of working through this quarantine that we've got going on.
Yes, after I rearranged all of the bedroom furniture, I took a quick nap and it was amazing.
Yep. All right, let's see. So yeah, this week we kind of, I'm not sure what we did. We, between quarantine and non-quarantine, see, it's kind of tough now that we're back at work and we forget that the whole world around us is quarantined, but we're kind of going to work and coming back, which a lot of people probably would rather be at work than stuck with their kids or not getting money coming in. So it's always rough, but so I don't want to complain that we have to work, but at the same time, it's like, I really don't know what's going on, what day it is. Every day seems like a holiday. I go out there on my way to work, and when we go out at work around the place, you know, the city and everywhere else, it's like there's no one out there.
I was kind of surprised, though, because I thought there was going to be a lot less traffic on my way to work. And it really wasn't that. Like, it was less in, like, our neighborhood. I didn't see any cars. But, like, once I got on the freeway.
Yeah.
There was surprisingly a lot of cars on the freeway.
Normally, you know, I see a lot more traffic on the freeway. And I'm seeing a lot less for me going to work because I go a little bit later than you do. Mm-hmm. And more of the peak time. And it's still a lot less, but there's still a good amount of cars out there. And it's still kind of weird. I feel like it's a weekend. Like, make my commute in 25 minutes every day, even on the weekday, when normally it would take maybe about 30, 35.
Yeah.
But yeah, so other than that, I mean, Mina's been doing her ballet remotely. She had ballet last week after we did our recording, and then also today. And that was cute. She's out there doing it. And I guess, like you said to me, it was kind of weird that it's a YouTube video. But it kind of makes sense. But So we're doing the Zoom where we connect to the instructor, and then the dance instructor, she kind of says hi and checks in real quick and then puts a link to the YouTube video, and then we go watch the YouTube video.
I mean, it's nice that she checks in, but it's like a little bit weird to me that we meet on Zoom and then she just posts the link.
Yeah, I mean, I think like maybe maybe they, and it's for their little dance rehearsal for their thing, but maybe it's because, I don't know, maybe wants to feel like we're getting our money's worth for our, during that time slot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, really, nice. if they would have just gave it to us in the beginning of the week, we
yeah,
can kind of do it at our own time.
Yeah, but Nina does like to see her teacher.
Yeah, and her teacher is the one in the recorded video, though, so it's, she's still seeing her teacher.
Yeah, but she likes to see her live.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know, I just tell her she's live, and she, I didn't have a, I turned the camera on for a second so that they could see her, see Mina, and she got really shy and wanted to sit on, hide behind me. So at that point, I turned off the camera, and she didn't really interact with her teacher. She just kind of watched and pretended that she was live.
I hope you had pants on.
Who, Mina? Or
you.
Me? Yeah, I had pants on.
Okay.
I wasn't in the video. I always wear pants. But yeah, so between that and everything else going around, I think the kids have been locked up in the house for about 3 weeks now, maybe a month. I don't know. I've lost count. I think it's 3 weeks. But you gave them a haircut.
Oh, yeah.
So you got the custom home special.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it would have been a lot easier if I had found the guards to the clippers before I did the haircuts.
So, but you did find the guard. It was just after.
It was after, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I just did it with the clippers and a comb, which, you know, a couple mistakes were made, but it was a good learning curve for me. I'd never done a full-on haircut before, and now that I know where the guard is, I think it'll be a lot easier the next time.
Well, hopefully there isn't a next time, but if there is a next time, you're ready. And, yeah, other than that, I made a trip over to Home Depot for our little to patch up our wall during this quarantine. And it was interesting, you know, never really got to hang out in a line outside of the Home Depot waiting like a, for like one person to leave the building for me to go in kind of thing. It wasn't too bad. It went fairly quick, but once I got in there, I'm like, I don't want to leave. I like waited in line to get there. Maybe that's their tactics. You know, you wait a little bit and then you don't want to leave because you feel like you're privileged to be in there. You like you earned it. But yeah, did that and wasn't too bad. And then, yeah, today you're off of work and decided to hide upstairs and rearrange some furniture and then take a nap.
Yeah, I also did some laundry.
Yeah.
And gave Mina a shower and blow dried her hair and yeah.
Yeah, a lot was done, but it was definitely a productive yet hard to, it feels like a lazy day just because it's quarantine because we really don't leave. I went a few places, but it just feels kind of one of those days every day. Like my day one, when I get off work, that's when I want to take a nap. But then day two is like, okay, I don't really need a nap.
Yeah.
Once I'm all caught up on sleep. But it's nice. The kids have been sleeping till about 10 o'clock every day. But they have been going to bed at like midnight.
It's hard to get them on a schedule when you don't have anywhere to go or you don't have anything to do, you know?
Yeah. I mean, slowly trying to get a schedule. Like for Avery, he started his homeschooling. We finally got everything set up yesterday, and today I think was his first structured with his computer integrated today, and seemed to have went well. He says he likes it than actually going to school, but hopefully he's learning something out of it because no one's really testing him yet, or I haven't tested him, but keeping an eye on it, he seems like he's doing okay.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe he'll just be like an internet school from now on.
No, like, because then all the other kids are going to want to homeschool. And I am waiting for them to actually all go to school.
So you are totally on board with him being in Dungeons and Dragons, but you are not at all on board with him doing online school.
I don't mind online school. He can go to someone else's house and do online school. I just want the kids out of the house for a couple hours a day. Once, you know, looking forward to this whole everyone going to school thing in the next couple years.
I see. Okay.
And yeah, that kind of puts a damper on my plans of being able. I mean, now it's. Don't get me wrong. It's nice now. I can still come home now and take a nap during on my day one, because Mina will come down and she'll lay down with me and take a nap. And so Walter and Avery just kind of hang out with each other and just play Minecraft. But I am looking forward to them going to school, all of them. Just for a little bit.
I feel you. It's fine.
But yeah. So other than that, our week, Carolyn has been bugging the crap out of me to watch this Tiger King, which is what's in her title, and still trying to figure out who the hell Tiger King is. But I've gotten to a point where I'm starting to figure out what's going on, I think, and it was the first two episodes that just kind of were boring. I don't know. That's why it took me a little bit to get into it. But once I got past the first two, I think it's a little bit more interesting now. The whole going on and on about this Carol lady. It was boring. And just the first two was just like, I don't know. I mean, first one was kind of interesting, and then it just lost me.
I don't understand how you could find any of that boring. This is like just so freaking bizarre.
Yeah, but I mean, it's there was a point where like part of that episode they were like going, it wasn't anything about like, I don't know, it wasn't what I thought it was gonna be.
Okay.
And then now it's starting to go back into what I thought it was gonna be, and it's actually pretty interesting. Going through and, you know, okay, ready for the next one kind of thing. More action, more stuff going on. In the beginning, I guess it's like any movie or any show where they kind of build their characters.
Yeah.
Kind of figure out who's who. And once you figure out who's who and what's going on, it becomes.
I personally found the whole thing fascinating.
But you like a lot of weird stuff.
Well, I mean, they are definitely weird people.
Yes. It reminded me of the show that I used to watch, the West Virginia, or the Whites of West Virginia. It was a Netflix or show that was just Meet the Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. They were so Jerry Springer like it was interesting, and I would totally watch that again. But it's just like complete West Virginia and meth and everything else, to where they were all messed up, and
yeah
it was like a train wreck. You just couldn't turn your head, but you had to watch.
Exactly.
That's kind of how this is. I'm like still trying to figure out this Tiger King and Joe Exotic and who's the Tiger King? I'm still haven't got to the point. I mean, I know, is it Joe, or did that other
Jeff
take over, and is he the Tiger King?
I think Joe will always be the Tiger King.
I don't know. I went to JoeExotic.tv the other day, and there was no sign of Joe. He just says, Joe misses you. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, because
Joe.
Joe's in prison.
Oh, I see. You spoiled it for me. I don't know this yet. I haven't got that far.
Throughout the whole show, every episode starts with you have a call from an inmate.
That was only one episode that I heard that so far. Then
no, in every single episode, that's how it starts.
Oh, I didn't catch that, but I saw this last episode I was just watching now. Jeff was in jail, so I didn't see Joe in jail.
Yeah.
But that would make sense, because they did speed up to 2019 and a bunch of stuff going on. I was like, oh, I kind of remember, you know, hearing about something like that. But it is definitely a train wreck. And if he's in jail, I don't know. Watching this, I am going back and forth whether that guy is just completely messed up. And then part of me sometimes, some parts I kind of feel bad for him.
Right?
Like, I feel like I'm like, poor Joe. But then
you do feel bad for him, but then you have to remember.
Then all the stuff that all the shit he did before.
Exactly.
I was just kind of like, that's kind of karma.
Exactly. Like, I feel bad for him a little bit, but then I have to remember, like, okay, he is not an angel.
Yeah, he's definitely the opposite, but poor guy gets screwed.
He did, but
you then
know,
he's still trying to. He, but his,
you have to remind yourself also that he made some poor life choices that got himself into that situation.
Some poor life choices.
Just
lots
a few.
Of poor life choices. And then you feel bad for the people he's marrying because they're coming out there like they're not even gay. They were just.
I know.
They're just kind of like. Locked into
manipulated this. And
manipulated
drugged.
And drugged, and they want more drugs, so they decide to get married and stay with them.
Yeah.
It's real life TV. Is that how they live on the East Coast? I don't know. Oklahoma, Florida.
Oklahoma is not the East Coast.
But then they're always going to Florida.
It's Carol that lives in Florida.
She's just as messed up.
Well, Florida is crazy.
Yes, Florida is crazy.
I mean, we all know that. They even on our local radio show, it's like part of their radio show that
to
they tell us crazy things that happened in Florida.
There is a ton of crazy things in Florida. I just don't get it. But
I don't know, like the heat like kills their brain cells or something. I don't know.
Maybe it's the humidity. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, something. But
no offense to those that live in Florida unless you're messed up like Carol and all them other people.
What I found shocking is, you know, everybody at my work, obviously, we're all talking about this show also. And one of my coworkers pulls open her phone and shows me pictures of her feeding a baby tiger at GW Zoo. In like, it was like 10 years ago.
Who was that?
Carrie. One of my coworkers who's a nurse.
She was over at that zoo.
She was at Joe's zoo.
Damn. Well, yeah, that's kind of funny because yeah, one of my coworkers where I was telling you about, I forgot he was from Oklahoma, and I was like, oh, have you guys seen the show? We'll watch that. You know, anyone want to watch it? And no one wanted to see it. No one wanted anything to do with it. And this one guy's like, oh yeah, I drove by and we drove by their little farm or their little zoo and. Didn't know what it was. It was kind of weird. But he's from Oklahoma, and he went ahead and knew about the zoo, but didn't know too much about Joe. I had to ask, you know, tell some people, hey, yeah, he went for governor and tried to run for president, but that was interesting, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he got 19% of the vote in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's more than Bernie Sanders, right?
Oh, come on.
I'm just wondering. I mean, I don't know. Between all those, there's two positions between right now, Biden and Bernie Sanders. They're both going to run, though, I think. So I'd say more than Ross Perot. Not to make any of this political. I don't like politics, but yeah.
That's
anyways.
Right. I'm just saying that's better than I could do.
Yeah. I mean, he has tried how long to be a celebrity?
Yeah.
And doing his shows, doing everything. I mean, I feel like it's kind of like us. We're just trying all kinds of things. One day we'll be a famous.
That's not my goal.
No, but one day we'll be famous.
That's your goal? You want to be famous?
It's not my goal, but if it happens, sure. No one cares what we say, but. But anyways, yeah, so I think, I don't know, but this Netflix kind of made him famous because now everyone, he's in all kinds of memes. Not necessarily again memes, but, you know, negative attention is attention, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's all, like, anybody's talking about.
Yeah. It hasn't hit our circle, or my circle, too much, but there has been some memes and we have made fun of a few coworkers that kind of look like Joe Exotic.
You have someone with a bleached out mullet?
Nah, I wouldn't say bleached out. Just probably close
to. You have someone with a mullet?
No, but if they didn't work at the fire department, they probably would have one. I mean, we did have someone with a neck beard at one point.
Ew.
They shaved everything but their neck hair.
That is disgusting.
It was pretty bad, but it looked like a bunch of pubes on his on their neck. And
that is so gross.
At one point, he said he did it just to kind of piss off management and maybe even his wife. I don't know. But it's at the point he finally shaved it, but it was horrendous. But I'm glad he shaved it. It's a lot better.
I can't even handle it when you grow a mustache.
Yeah. My mustache is cool. Some people are just jealous they can't grow a mustache, so I get to wear it to work, and yeah.
It's bizarre. It's but also shocking how fast your mustache grows.
You're just not used to it. See, I've got a half a beard going off in 2 days.
I don't mind the shadow look. The shadow look is fine.
But, yeah, so no one, we don't have anyone that has a mullet, but we do have a guy that kind of would, he'd make a good Joe
Jeff.
Exotic. Yeah. No, not Jeff. I'm talking about Joe.
Really? I thought you said there was a guy that looked like Jeff.
No, Joe. Tiger King.
Gross.
Well, I did. Yeah, earlier I said that there was a guy that looked like Jeff that we made, one of them made fun of. But that's he would be our Joe.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we had.
He does kind of look like Joe. That's Joe after he's quit the meth and the cocaine and gained a little weight.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And then, yeah, Jeff, we have one of our other guys that our senior firefighters guy. He was one of our captains said he was that it called them out on it and said, hey, that's you. I didn't know you were so gangster, but it was kind of funny. It I could see it. He doesn't look like him, but he kind of does in a way.
Like the biker look?
No, but if you dressed him up bikerish like that, he would probably look kind of similar.
Weird. And then I can't say anybody at my work looks like any of the cast.
No Carol? No one looks like Carol?
No. No one looks like Carol Baskin at my work.
Yeah. And unfortunately, reading my text right now, one of my coworkers lost their pet. So, know how that was when we lost Bo, but.
Sad.
So he's writing that he's been struggling all day, so he's calling out tomorrow, but he'll be there the next day. It's never fun to lose a pet. We all know that. So since you're subscribed to our podcast and if you hear this, you know, our prayers and thoughts go out to you, man. Sorry to hear it. If you need anything, let us know. Other than that, and that's kind of what we've been doing, trying to figure out, me personally, I guess the last couple days, trying to figure out who the hell this Tiger King is, but.
Sorry, I just want you to be current on pop culture. Don't worry, we got Love is Blind up next.
Oh, Jesus, I don't even know what that is. So brings me to my next question is what's going to be our, you know, what's going to be life after quarantine if this ever ends?
This will end. Stay positive.
So when it does end, I guess we got Love is Blind. I don't know what that, I don't even know what, I don't even want to know. It just.
You'll understand more memes if you watch the show.
I don't think I've seen any memes of Love is Blind, but.
You probably just didn't know that they were.
Probably not. But yeah, so quarantine life, they're extending this all the way to end of April now, is what it's looking like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah, so I don't know what's.
Some places are all the way to July.
Yeah, and you know, we finally got our full refund back of our Paris Airbnb, and so we're all Airbnb'd out, and now we have to pick a new one.
That's like the hardest part, I feel like.
But hopefully they don't, you know, we survive it till September, because hopefully they don't push it back till September, you know. But I don't see it going that far back.
I would hope not.
But like you said, we're going to miss the kids' first day of school for middle school.
If school starts on time.
As of now, the calendar for the school says that it starts the week that we leave or right before we leave. So I don't know. Yeah, I can't imagine them pushing it back unless they're pushing back everything.
I've heard rumors. that school isn't going to start on time.
Start at the end of the year?
No, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. And, you know, if the kids miss their first weeks of school, like, I do feel a little bad about that, but they're gaining a great life experience traveling, so.
True. And staying at home. Great experience being homeschooled and then traveling. Hopefully we do get to travel and it works out. One thing I just found out that I have to look into, which is going to complicate things, but our Eurostar, the train from London to Paris, is currently banning all trains from UK.
Oh.
It says all UK trains or trains from the UK into Europe has been canceled or no longer accepting. So hopefully it's a temporary and not forever because UK got out of the Euro. European.
Did you move our Eurostar tickets?
I haven't booked a new.
Did you get a refund on our?
They're processing it right now.
Oh, I see. Well, I mean, we'll just have to figure it out as it comes. We might have to fly.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to be looking into next is our having to fly into from London to Paris, which is going to suck and be a pain, but we're going to have to do it if it comes up to that, because what's going to happen is we land in London, we'll have to get our bags and then recheck in and go fly to Paris when that happens.
Yeah.
Because right now, as of right now, it says travel from UK for non-residents of continental Europe is no longer permitted.
I think they're just trying to decrease tourism at the moment.
I'm hoping that is temporarily and not permanent, but it could also play into the part when UK left Europe.
I don't think that's part of Brexit.
Yeah, I'm hoping not, because it would have happened sooner, but every time I clicked on Find Out More, nothing came up.
Yeah, I think that's just a way to decrease tourism.
I'm hoping that is the case, because the same thing as people flying into the U.S. can't come in unless you're an actual U.S. citizen.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like us closing our Canadian border.
Yeah. Well, Canadian border, they're still allowing Canadians, and we're still allowed into Canada, even though Canada's blocking everyone else out.
Can't just go to Canada for lunch.
They're allowing U.S. citizens into Canada. They're just not allowing anyone else?
No. You can only go to Canada for, like, certain situations. We couldn't just be like, hey, let's go to BC for the weekend. Like, no. They would not let us go.
Complete change of that? Because last I heard they were letting, it didn't apply to U.S. citizens for the Canada.
Yeah, no, you can't. But you can't just go to Canada for fun.
Did someone try it? Or where are you getting that from?
From the news.
The news lies. The news also said a bunch of other things.
No, yeah, that I'm pretty sure.
The news said that we can't even, we're shutting down everything from Europe and everywhere else into the U.S. But if you look into the actual thing, it allows U.S. citizens to fly back. But a lot of people, based off what the media said, was, we can't go. They're stopping all travel to Europe when it didn't apply to us.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can't just go to Canada for fun right now.
I mean, you shouldn't go anywhere for fun right now, but if you were to go, I don't know if that will stop you at the border.
Okay.
I know you don't believe me, but a lot of people work back and forth.
Yeah, so essential travel.
Essential travel.
But you can't just go for fun.
If I'm going to lunch and I just tell them I'm going to work, are they going to sit there and spend an hour to verify that?
I don't know what their verification process is. I don't know.
A lot of times, going back into Canada, it's always.
Would you like to risk lying to Border Patrol?
Sure. I'm sure everyone does it every day.
That sounds a little crazy.
But I mean, to me, lunch is essential. You have to eat, right?
That's silly.
Yeah, but it's okay. I believe you. I believe you that you can't go for non-essential travel, but I'm hoping that's what they're doing, because it's pretty vague on the Eurostar. It just says no longer permitted, and instead of saying temporary permitted, you know, there's no explanation of it. So we will see. Maybe that might be it right here. UK and non-EU citizens with a residency permit. All right. So introduced immediately, just temporarily, though. Yep. So that'll answer that. Hopefully they will, if you're unable to book a tour. So, okay, yeah. So hopefully that'll, you know, change soon. Then we can book while the price is low to get our tickets. But I it's probably after around summertime they'll probably open it up. So, yeah, what were we talking about other than our Paris trip? Oh, life after quarantine. So so that doesn't help us on radio when no one can see it.
No, but another...
A video of Walter making a move.
Another pop culture thing that's going on right now is GetSway.com. Get Sway. Is that what it was?
Is that really him moving, or do they like alter that somehow?
Oh, yeah, no, it's all altered. That's not how he was moving.
I was going to say, because that actually looks really good, and Walter did not look coordinated at all in person.
No, it's called, yeah, Get Sway. SWAY. I couldn't find it in the app store. Like, when I went to my app store and typed in Get Sway, I couldn't find it. But then when I typed Get Sway into Google, it popped right up.
Oh, Google's everywhere.
So, but it's really funny. You can pick, so you take a video of somebody.
Uh-huh.
And then you can pick a style of dance you want them to be transformed into.
Okay.
So then it makes a video of them. And it makes it look like they're dancing in whatever, you know, style.
Yeah.
Even though obviously they're not. It's kind of like is that like CGI or?
I'd say, yeah, maybe CGI or something.
I don't know what kind of technology that would be, but it's really funny.
But it looks pretty cool. Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Also this week is also really fun while on quarantine was the Google 3D animal trend.
Yep.
Where you type in, there's like a list of like 20 animals or so that you can type into Google, and you just like type in tiger and scroll down where it says 3D, view in 3D.
Or pug.
You can click on it, and then a tiger pops up, like your camera pops up, and then there's a tiger in your camera view. So you can take a picture with the tiger, and you can make the tiger bigger, smaller, you can turn it around.
Or you can make a pug
and
send it to me like you did.
I took a picture.
Make me think that you had a pug in the house and you bought a new dog, or someone came over and left their pug there.
Yep.
Speaking of which, it's right there on the screen.
I took a picture of Avery with a pug and sent it to Ray. He thought I got a new dog. He was not happy for a few minutes.
If you want to see the picture, it's on our group Bonjour Boutique, if you join that.
It was pretty funny. I mean, I thought it was funny.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny afterwards. But I was like, wait a minute. But yeah, so think that happened this week. I'm looking at some photos from this week too. We had a company, Crisp Greens, that came out to. They've been doing a lot of work for the healthcare workers and donating food for hospitals and a bunch of places that are working through the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. They came in. People have donated and bought meals for these guys, and so one of our friends that runs Crisp Greens came over and dropped off some meals to Carolyn and a coworker. So that was nice of her.
Yeah, that was awesome. I think it's really cool that our community has come together, and our community has purchased about 1,000 meals.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice.
That's a lot of meals.
People and, you know, between the people and companies. And it's good on her, too. I mean, that's thinking outside the box of keeping your business afloat, too, during these times.
Mm-hmm.
She's still able to run her business and also do good by delivering meals to the people that are working on during this crisis. So good on her. Good on the people donating. I think it's a good idea, and it's working out. And maybe more companies will jump on that and be able to donate, but also take the donation, but get people to buy
a meal. And also the meals were delicious.
Yeah. Unlike some of the other companies like McDonald's and places that are, and you know, great on them for donating stuff and
mm-hmm.
giving free
Krispy
stuff.
Kremes Krispy Kremes and Starbucks.
Good for them for doing it.
Crocs.
Know? But at least with Crisp Greens, they're actually healthy meals, and it actually works out pretty well.
Yeah, their whole restaurant is all 100% gluten-free, if that's important to you. I didn't personally realize that they were gluten-free until I looked into it more. But it's all, like, fresh ingredients and, you know, it's well-made meals that are actually good for you.
Yeah, definitely.
It's refreshing. Not that I don't enjoy donuts.
Well,
I did go.
Kids and I definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah, on Monday, I had a day off on Monday, and so I went and got I went through the Starbucks drive-thru and got my free drip coffee. Then I headed over to Krispy Kreme's, got my free 2 dozen donuts of Krispy Kreme's, which I didn't know it was 2 dozen. I thought it was only 1 dozen. And then when they handed me 2 dozen, I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
It looks like they actually, Krispy Kreme's actually made it out to Mary Bridge. I know she was having trouble at one point.
I'm still trying for my free pair of Crocs, though.
Like even Crocs?
Yeah, you have to go on the Crocs website.
Crocs and socks.
It's 9 a.m. Eastern, so 12 p.m. Pacific time, right? No.
6 a.m. If it's 9 a.m. Eastern, it's 6 a.m. Pacific. Eastern is 3 hours ahead of us.
Okay, it's 9 a.m. our time.
So then 12 p.m.
Eastern. Sorry, I got confused for a second. So you have to go onto the Crocs website at 9 a.m. our time, Pacific time, and it puts you in like a queue, and they're giving away like 10,000 pairs of Crocs every day.
Oh, wow.
So you just got to get in the queue, and then, you know, if you get it, you get it. And if once they meet their 10,000 for the day, they're done. So I tried on Monday, and it said that I was in a queue with 300,000 people.
Oh, wow. Maybe eventually they will less people. What are you doing, Walter?
I know, but it's just hard to remember to write at 9 a.m., get on their website, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of hard to do a little bit. But
unless you set an alarm.
Right.
You do just great on the LuLaRoe.
Well, you know.
So you can just. How bad priorities. Do you want the free pair of Crocs?
I know. But, you know, why not? Like, you could always use an extra pair, right?
Sure.
They're comfortable.
I've never had Crocs, but Crocs wouldn't be bad for at the station.
It's because you don't like shoes.
I don't like socks.
I think you just don't like shoes.
I don't mind shoes. I wear the shoes that I got for Christmas a lot more because I don't have to wear socks in them. I just hate socks.
What is wrong with you?
Socks are too restrictive. It makes makes my feet like warm, and I don't like being warm. I like flip-flops in California weather.
California's too hot and dirty.
Yeah, it depends where you go.
True.
Where I lived, it was nice and clean and smoggy, but it was still clean in the streets.
I don't mean dirty streets. I mean the smog.
Yeah, you'll get used to it. It depends where you go. There's all over the place.
Just the air isn't as clean.
You get used to it. You wouldn't know the difference once you're
there. I do know the difference.
Not when you're there for long enough. It's like when I lived in Ontario as a kid, the whole town smelled like cow. But when you're there for your whole, you know, younger life, you don't even know it smells like cow until you leave. And then you come back and it smells like a farm.
That's gross.
You get so used to it. Hmm. Same thing with the smog. I didn't really notice the smog until I left California.
I just know that when I lived in California, I missed the smell of fresh air.
The smell of rain?
Yeah. And that smell of, like, freshness.
Yeah. All right. So we're about 40 minutes in. We did our live radio, and we're ending our podcast right now. So just if you have any questions, make sure you guys head over on Facebook to our Facebook page. It's Life After Shift. Also, if you're on our podcast and you're listening to this, go to www.lifeaftershift.com. And then you can subscribe to us on either, you know, Apple Podcast, or you can hit us on Spotify. And there's a bunch of different ones that we're listed on there every day. That's every day it's picking us up as we're posting. So I can't even keep track of where we're at. So just best way to get a hold of us is lifeaftershift.com. And then subscribe whatever you're listening with. And then, look us up on Facebook. If you have any questions, you can email us, ray@lifeaftershift.com or carolyn@lifeaftershift.com. Follow our Facebook page, subscribe here, all that good stuff. I say it every week. I'm going to try to come up with some topics ahead of time, and I still wait till the last second. So I apologize, but hopefully things will get better. More after, but again, those of you listening on the radio side of it, we got 14 minutes left for our stream, but for the internet radio, because if you don't know, on the podcast, we are doing this while we are live streaming on the air with Blog Talk Radio. So if you're interested in listening to us live, interacting, and calling in for the show, find us on blogtalkradio.com, search for Life After Shift. So, yeah, hit us up, and we'll see you guys later. Say bye, Carolyn.
Bye.